Injury wise, Jared Valdir cracked his ankle, and he'll go on IR. Earl Watford has a high ankle sprain, and don't know how much loss of time that'll be. So we'll have to reshuffle some guys on the offensive line. Other than that, should be getting Corey Peters back. Josh Morrow should be healthier this week, so that both those guys should be able to play some. Gabe Martin pulled a hamstring pretty bad. He'll be lost for a little while. And the tape was solid. Great defensive performance. special teams were outstanding, and John Brown made a great tackle there at the end. They really were aware of the fake, calling it out, and did a good job on that play. Offensively, it was just a matter of we didn't beat ourselves, but we left too many plays out there. We had some balls that were incomplete, which are better than intercepted. So an interception or any kind of a turnover in that game would have cost us. So winning the turnover battle was huge. And being able to run the ball on a very good run defense, I thought the tight ends again and the receivers and the offensive line all blocked really well. And Kerwin saw the holes well, as did Elijah when he got in there.
Did you anticipate a hole then that Evan Bain kind of filled it for the 200 guys on
that? That's the plan right now. We'll probably have to make a roster move or two, and but we'll probably start there and see what else is available.
Was Valdera surprised this morning? Or
totally. I was worried about his arm. His arm, after the games, my arm feels great. I think I'm good, but I thought I might have sprained my ankle, and it was fractured.